I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay, we're going to move on to agenda item number 3, public comments and announcements. Do we have any public comments? None. Moving on to agenda item number 4, approved consent agenda. We have approved the minutes and post hearing reports for Rundy jailbreak. Do I have a motion to approve?
I make a motion to approve.
I have a motion. Do I have a second? Second. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Motion carries. Moving on to regular agenda 5.1, discussion and possible action to approve funding request for Cromini Sand Festival, October 2025. Mr. Rios.
Yes. Luis Rios, event experience coordinator. We have Chrome in the Sand happening October 17th and 19th, 2025 at the SPI Convention Center. We are requesting $30,000, $25,000 in marketing and $5,000 in security.
Do we have a presentation or anything on this?
You want to see the video?
Good afternoon, Lori Moore, Senior Operation and Events Manager. I'll do a quick recap on the event that we had last year. It was a very well-attended event. And in the essence of time, I'll go try to go quick. Oh, I guess they're going to control. So it was, again, well-attended event. As you can see that Paul Sr. Joined us last year. He's a big he's a big draw, and just with his name alone. He's agreed to come back for us this year. He and his wife love the area. And I'll just give a quick recap on it. Chrome in the Sand is a free event. So if anybody wanted to attend, just to come out and look at the cars, the car show, the bike show, it's all a free event. The only paid would be if you go into the boxing. We're going to have the boxing again this year, and that also was a big draw. And it was funny to see how the transition went from bikers when we started Friday, you know, doing the packet pickup all the way Saturday for the parade. Met in Port Isabel, we doubled. We had 500 T-shirts just printed to give out, you know, thinking, okay, we'll get, no, we gave those out quick, and then some, right? We had more than 500 people just in Port Isabel at the parking lot and at the Walmart to come over the bridge. Headed here. They stayed there till about maybe 5 o'clock, and then the boxers came in about 4 o'clock till 11. And so then we transitioned from bikers to boxers. So with that alone, was a big draw for us. We are gonna do something a little bit smaller for Friday. We're gonna do an actual poker tournament Friday evening from 6 to 9, and the proceeds are gonna go to a nonprofit. I'm gonna get in communications with our local, because it's, you know, breast cancer awareness for the month of October. I want to talk to Councilman Reese and for Walk for Women, and the proceeds will go towards that organization. And then, of course, the bike parade will be again Saturday, and boxing will start again at 4 p.m. It'll include, again, the car show, bike show, music outdoors is free, vendors. We'll have Miss Chrome in the Sand as well. That's also very popular for the bikers. Requesting $25,000 in marketing and $5,000 for the South Padre Island Police Department EMTs. And I'm here for any questions.
What's the admission for the boxing match?
Last year was 25.
25 per person?
25. Mm-hmm.
And who's the promoter that we're using for the boxing match?
Boxing, it is Rolo Juarez Boxing. Pueblo Juarez Boxing.
And Lori, the producer for the event on the application, it states it's VSPI.
Yes.
Isn't it correct that you have Bird Productions Promotions?
We do, yes. So VSPI is it's our in-house produce event, and Bird Productions helps us with all the logistics and the actual running of the event because we don't have the staff to do that.
How come we haven't met him?
You have. He's been to our events.
Never presented at yeah. a special events committee an entire year. No, he hasn't. Believe me.
He's here. Know. You engage with him in the audience.
I remember him sitting there and nobody introduced him, mm-hmm. and he hasn't once spoke at any of the meetings. Is it him that is actually spending the $25,000 in the marketing?
It is not just him. It's us in-house with the $25,000 budget for marketing, and then we purchase the ads, whether it's through social, TV, radio, billboards. He does the website because he owns the domain for the websites. The city does not.
Why?
Because he brought those events.
Because why?
He brought those events to us per instructions by Blake to bring events during the fall.
And so what amount is he being paid if you?
Not through the city direct. He gets paid whether through sponsorships that he solicits to help with the cost of the labor that he has to provide, because he provides a team the day of the events to run all of the logistics on the ground, because, again, we don't have the staff.
So Raul is profiting off of the sponsorships from these events that we are providing money for?
I don't know if it's profiting, because there's not really ever a profit made on these events, as you know.
Why would he be doing it?
Why would what? I'm sorry.
Why would he be taking this on if he's not?
To help with to grow the island, to help grow the events during the fall, because we asked him to help us do that. And it's not just this event. There are several events that he brings us that we don't sponsor that he still continues to bring to the island.
Okay. Well, I don't think that without, you know, more information as far as what sponsorship money he's bringing in, what it is that what numbers he's keeping. What the breakdown is of the $25,000 marketing plan, which is, you know, extremely vague. There's way more radio stations than you could possibly, you know, have spent $25,000 on. It would be like a $125,000 buy. I don't think we have enough information to.
They didn't even include Q94.5 on there, and that's the rock station that we all listen to.
With the event that we did last year, we did do Q94.5. Rock actually came out and helped us during the event for the
boxing. Not on there this year, that's what I'm saying.
I'm sorry?
It's not on the list this year.
Oh, no, it'll
that's
be included.
That's why I was looking.
Yeah. It'll be included.
Are there any room blocks for this?
There are courtesy blocks. There are courtesy rates that we get. We work with several hoteliers on the island, several partners, and they provide rates, and we add them to the website. And there's links that will lead straight to the property, whether they're the VRMs or the hotels.
Are they already solidified, or have they not yet?
Not 100%. No, we've already started it, but not 100%. Leads have already been sent out.
Normally, when we have people, you know, submit an application, they already have sponsors and room blocks and all of the things that we ask to bring to the table. We've actually said that once before to the VSPI events specifically that we need more information. So this isn't the first time. And then, in regards to sponsors, do you have any sponsors yet?
Not yet. We have our corporate sponsors in-house that she also helps solicit sponsorships to offset costs, but I don't have that yet, no.
Okay.
And I just have one question. The economic impact for SPI, that 738, where does that number come from?
So that, in fact, I'm glad you asked, because Aaron asked earlier on a specific, and we use an event impact calculator that's provided through Destination International. It's a tourism-wide use. And
why don't we put that? Why can't we see that
in every event?
You do, and so you get them in the post-event reports. But I can share it with y'all. Mm-hmm. But they are.
It would be helpful to have it
before
we get
there. Yeah, yeah.
And then, lastly, I don't see a P&L for either of the VSPI events. Why is that?
It'll be in the post-event. This is an application.
Yeah, this
to
is
for
event. Okay, so sorry, Aaron.
That's okay.
I have a couple of questions on this one. So basically, what is kind of like confusing in this case, and I know it's been a while, but I think it's a good time to basically make a cut here, is if it's either going to be a city-sponsored event, then the city has to own the rights to the event and the websites and everything, or if it's not going to be a city-sponsored event, if the promoter is going to be involved as it is, then I will say the promoter has to come in and present it, because two different standards, and honestly, if we have a city sponsor event, we need to hold ourselves to a bigger standard than anybody else, since it's obviously
our name.
So, I mean, I think it's as good as time as any that we need to, like, be more clear about what, who's doing what, and who's making what before we make decisions and how much money. Because if this wasn't a city-sponsored event, we would hold it to another standard regarding the amount of money that we're giving it or not.
100%.
I do agree we need more events. 100%. We need to bring the events. I just feel we need to do it the right way. I think we need to be very clear on where the money is being spent and how we're being, how it's being spent and with who's being spent and who's the promoter involved, and like a lot more information that I really don't see. And
I'm not sure the confusion that it's been the same promoter doing the events.
Exactly.
So we haven't changed the promoter.
That's what we're saying. We need to get this clarified now, because it's been like, this is barely filled out. There's not a whole lot of information on here at all.
What more
and
information?
On all of it. Like, there's just, it's just not.
It's not as complete.
If we're going to spend $25,000, we need clarification on exactly why is it so expensive.
It's all marketing. This is all marketing.
It does say that it's all marketing, but like, you've got the way that you've got the numbers here, in my mind, don't really make a whole lot of sense. But because you've got website $5,000, then you got social media $8,000. And then you've got a whole bunch of radio stations on there. That's only $5,000. And, I mean, I used to work on radio, so I know how expensive it is to run things and to do it correctly. And also, my other question is, it says that your RGVs, families, biker community, I get that, but why are we not expanding it further out?
We are, actually.
And
we are.
It doesn't
and actually
say that.
It
just
Mexico.
Says San Antonio, Galveston, and Corpus.
And Mexico. We also reached out to Mexico. We
doesn't
had a big
even
group.
Say Mexico
I'm sorry,
there,
I don't mean to interrupt you. We had a big group from Mexico as well last year that we connected with, and I've actually already made connections again this year, just a couple of weeks ago, and they have a big, big, group in Monterrey and Guadalajara, and they're already planning on attending the event as well. So it's growing. The event is growing.
I think I didn't explain myself. I understand it, and it's been the same event and everything, and we've been funding. Here's my bottom line is we're sponsoring 4 events for $35,000. That's a lot of money, and I get it. We need to spend money to bring people and to create new events. I totally agree with that. I just don't agree anymore with how we're doing this, the whole city, because I know you want to create like a department inside or have a department that's going to handle it, and that's perfectly fine. Mm-hmm. But we need to either get that done or throw it out to the promoter. Like this, honestly, it's kind of like, okay, it was good to begin with, but now it's to the point where it's either us or them. Mm-hmm. And it's fine, either or. Sure. Like I said, I appreciate the events and I appreciate all the work that everybody's been doing. You guys have been doing a lot of work, and I know it's sometimes we don't get the thanks we deserve or anything, but fiscal wise, we need to figure out like what, like it's either going to be city and let's do this way, or it's going to be through a promoter. That way we can hold different standards or hold them to that. We had talked about holding probably a special meeting to discuss probably this.
Yeah.
I know there's some doubts. Well, there was some info requested by members of my committee regarding other city-sponsored events, and this I would probably, because from what I see, and correct me if I'm wrong, I would probably see this would be worth just doing a special meeting to address the city-sponsored events and whatever questions we have from behind.
This is 3 months out.
Well, that's what I mean, and we need to do it quick because I know the funding for these events is important because of the time frame.
Which wouldn't ever be considered if it was anybody else that approached us for $25,000 3 months out.
That is correct. So we need...
But you have a 90-day window.
You what?
It's a 90-day window.
No. I know. I mean, we're within our time frame, but right. We need to hurry it up. But I know from what I hear from my other board members, I don't think anybody's ready to approve or do anything. So I would probably say we should hold a special meeting for this, the other event, and get rid of all the doubts that they had for the other ones. Just get it out there, clarify what we're going to do, how we're going to move on, and get it done, because I don't think this, unfortunately, this kind of doesn't work anymore. I mean, it was good a couple of years. Let's bring in new events, but at this point, it's either A or B.
We were supposed to have a meeting called in this last month to discuss all of this. It wasn't called, so here we are.
Okay.
Again, like I addressed with you, Erin, today.
I understand.
Okay, well, then say the full story. We have dates in place. I gave you the dates today that we are going to try to meet. I told you the reasons why. So please say the full context so that everybody on the committee understands.
I understand what you told me, which was potentially he was out, you know, and if Blake is out, that is what it is. I mean, we are a committee, and we are allowed to meet and have a special meeting. He told us that he was going to set that. It wasn't done.
Right.
We weren't able to set a meeting, and once again, here we are.
Correct.
With these
and the dates
events
will be
that have
coming.
Been in
the
discussion for
coming.
A couple of years now. This isn't new. We've been asking for guidelines for over a year.
And there are guidelines. There are guidelines.
It does not go over these
particular
events.
Can we set up the meeting? Can we move on?
We're moving off topic.
Always.
5-1 and 5-2, I would make a
motion
to table it for next meeting. I don't think we're going to reach an agreement, and we don't have time right now.
I think if we table it, it will put some pressure to get a meeting for us to meet. That's the only reason I would say table it.
Well, we really don't need pressure. We can discuss this with staff, and we can get it done. I mean, we just need to address it with enough time and that everybody's doubts are cleared. I don't think right now would be productive. We don't have time to discuss their concerns. So I'm going to make a motion to table 5-1 and 5-2 until either a special meeting or for next meeting. Hopefully we're going to have more time. I know we need time, so probably hold a special meeting. I'll be available, and I'll make sure everybody's available for a quorum. So I'm going to make a motion to table it until a special meeting or next meeting. Do I have a second?
Christian, do you want to add 5-3? Because that's also a city-sponsored event.
5-3, do we involve promoters too?
Just in-house. It's a in-house produced event.
But we don't have any promoters involved in that one?
Mm-mm.
Okay, I'm going to do table 5-1 and 5-2 for now, and right now we'll see 5-3 separately. So I have a second?
I second.
Okay, any discussion? Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Motion carries. We'll do that, and then we'll address 5-3, discussion and possible action to approve friendly request for a lighted parade. This one, Lori, so you say we have no promoters involved, we have no outside people, it's just
correct.
In-house?
Correct.
And can I get a breakdown on what we're going to use the money for? Because I like this event. I know it's growing. I love this event. We need stuff during Christmas.
Right.
Tell me what we're doing.
So this one also, again, this is $35,000, $30,000 in marketing and $5,000 for security. This is both going to be a mixture of operational and marketing. I have a quick holiday recap for last year's. That's grown. Again, this one will help. We help starting off with the lighting of the tree on Thursday, and then we'll assist Debbie for her street parade on Friday, boat parade on Saturday, children's run on Saturday, and then the breakfast with Santa on Sunday.
So are we expanding that breakfast on Sunday?
So when we first took over a couple of years ago, we would set up for like 150 to 200. That grew. So we had to move to the exhibit hall. So last year we moved to the exhibit hall. I mean, we easily had over 500-600 people.
Yeah.
So we're going to theme it every year. Last year was Grinch. I think this year we're going to do Charlie Brown. So it'll be fun. It was very well attended. It was fun.
It's an amazing event.
Yeah, it really is.
And I like that it stays out there so that it goes past just the event. You can enjoy the green and all that.
Right.
That's really cool.
We are requesting 35,000 versus 30,000 last year. What is that $5,000 change? What are we thinking extra?
So
what are
we doing? The 5,000 extra is just going to be for security because it's grown so much. We need extra patrol. We need extra security, both at the entertainment district and also at the convention center.
Is this going to be city security, city police? Oh, we have to include that. On the marketing plan, let me just go over it. Sponsor tournaments. So this would be two-day event, right?
It's actually four because it starts Thursday. The actual events start Thursday with
Thursday
the lighting of the tree. Thursday through Sunday, okay. Yeah. But then we leave up.
Nobody gets charged anything. There's no fees on anything. Everything's free,
Everything's
right?
Free.
You seen an increase of how many boats? Like how many
on the boats? Yes, thankfully we have the marketing efforts are working. Just working with our local fishing tournaments that are happening, we put flyers in all of their giveaways, so we've gotten a lot of turnout, bigger turnout.
Because the more the merrier,
The more the merrier. Before we had about 10, 11 boats. I think last year we were up to 23. I don't know where Lewis is at.
It was 30, but with the weather, some people canceled.
It was like 25. The banner. Okay. I'm seeing like 25. Oh. Yeah.
But there's interest.
Oh, for sure.
People want to participate, so that's good. Okay.
For sure.
Do we get sponsorships for this?
We do not.
This is South Padre Island. This is South Padre
Island. No, I know, but I mean, we can involve sponsors, and that way we can get rid of a little bit of the cost. I mean, it's a citywide event.
Can people want to put banners on those boats that are going around? That's a good way to get sponsors. Just throwing that out there. There's a lot of eyes on them.
Like on the numbers?
Like on the side of their boats.
We're paying for the numbers, so we can do sponsors.
The
boats themselves that are going by, people could put, sponsor them, put their own banners on them.
True.
Might decrease local participation.
Local places, Port Isabel.
Social media marketing TV spot. This is not done through an agency. It's in-house, right?
In-house, correct.
Okay. Print ad, inserts. Printing, we're using local printers. Perfect. Operation Sense, thank you, warrants, banners, rental for viewing. Okay, I don't know if this would work because I don't like going up. I like getting our costs down. Would it work if we do same as last year, 30,000, try to get that 5,000 covered with the sponsorships? It's something that we can try. If not, we can revisit it anyway, right?
Well, that one's for security, so that one's not really even that we pay. We just
no, but what I mean is like cover that 5,000 security, try to get sponsorship. Let's do like 30. And try to get that $5,000 covered by sponsorships. If we can't, we can revisit. I'm all for it. This is a local event. This is something the community likes. This is something brings in people for holiday. And I always have been a supporter, and I always want to keep it running. I think it's a really good idea. But I don't think it's a really good idea to go up in costs, as always. But I'll go ahead. I don't know if we'll agree. I'm gonna have a motion to approve the same amount as last year for $30,000 in marketing and some operation.
Operations, correct.
Some operation, and have a CVB staff try to get sponsorship to cover whatever increase we need on that one. But basically, that's my motion. Do I have a second?
I second.
I have a second. Let's go into discussion. What does everybody think?
I just worry that we have a very small parks department. And she does a lot of the coordination for this. So adding sponsorship acquisitioning to...
That would be CBB. That wouldn't be Parks. Parks can handle the operation. CBB can look for a couple...
So just for clarifications, Parks only does the street parade. We do all the other ones.
The lighted boat parade?
Okay. No, the street parade. The lighted boat is CBB in-house.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah, she does the street parade.
Parades. Okay, so yeah, that wouldn't put more stress on Parks. I don't know. So, I mean, grow it, but let's start growing it with some sponsorship, involved community, involved restaurants. I mean, on the reflective banners, we can include probably some logos or stuff and have local businesses pitch in too. I mean,
it benefits all of us.
Event. Yeah.
It's a great event.
It's viable.
Yeah. Go after a corporate sponsor.
Okay. So we have that motion on the table. I'm going to submit it to a vote. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All against? Motion carries.
Thank you.
Thank you, Lori.
Thank you.
We're going to move on to agenda item 5.4, discussion and possible action to approve funding for Sandcastle events. Mr. Rios or Ms. Moore?
Yes.
We have the 2025 Sandcastle Days happening October 2nd through the 5th at Clayton's Beach Bar, and they are requesting $46,000. And we do have Clayton and Diego here to answer any questions.
How are you guys doing?
Good.
How's it going, Clayton?
I'm glad you pushed for that extra stuff Christmas. That's a slow time for us, and anything you can do during Christmas holidays, thank you for doing that. We all the businesses need the action during that time.
The extra.
Thank you. I'm glad that the parks and cities really jumping up for that. We need it. Anyway, I'm here for Sandcastle Days. This is our, seemed like 100th year to do this event, but the history for some of y'all that don't know about Sandcastle Days is the city used to do this event in-house, like y'all were talking about with the CBB doing the event, and the cost got up to the last time, $170,000 or something like that, and the board, the city council at the time, they said, that's too much. Y'all need to relook at this. So that's when myself and Sandy Feet approached the city and said, hey, we don't think the budget needs to be that big. We can do it, do it ourselves and cut some of the fat out of it. So that's when we moved it to Clayton's, and I put in underground water lines and stuff to feed the sandcastles, and Sandy Feet, then she trimmed down the amount of sculptors, and we were able to do the budget. I believe our first year was maybe $35,000, just 10 years ago. So we cut the money back from the city substantially to try to keep the event alive and well. And in 2019, the city had UTRGV they did a survey of Sandcastle Days, and it came out that it was the best return on the event of money spent from the CBB. So we believe the event is worthwhile in the October. We do it the first week of October, and it draws a lot of people and fills up the hotel rooms, and we'd just like to keep the event moving along. So if you guys got any question at all, we'll more than happy to answer.
So are we doing anything different this year, Mr. Clayton?
Besides the sandcastle, we do stuff for the kids, and we do stuff for we put a band out there, and we do vendor tents and.
No, what I mean is, are we changing anything?
No,
keeping the same formula?
Same ask as last year, and we're probably going to do a little bit more online advertising. We're seeing that we get better bang for our buck when we do our online advertising. So we're going to shift some of the money there. But it's, $15,000 or $16,000 of the money is advertising. So, and Laura gives you all a post report every year, so it's pretty thorough. She's pretty good.
Who are the other sponsors?
We don't have any sponsors for Sandcastle Days. We get discount hotel rooms. Barry used to give us free hotel rooms, but he stopped doing that about 2 years ago, so we have to buy our hotel rooms now. Last year we got them from, the best price we got was from Holiday Inn Express. So they hosted them, and they gave us a $99 rate, if I recall, something like that.
It's like $99, about 70 rooms.
Whatever.
70 nights, I should say. I'm pretty sure that's what.
And
what I know is
so
70 nights.
The 10 sculptors that we have, some of them have, some of them stay a few days longer, some of them don't. Because I know after that they go to they help at the Holiday Village. They help get that going in front of Louie's backyard there. So Sandy does a good job at that. And, it brings a lot of people. It's a lot of fun. And I have a little video if just one of our past commercials.
Don't miss South Padre Island's 30. 30-
to South Padre Island's 32nd annual Sandcastle Days event at Clayton's, October 3rd through the 6th. Watch as master sculptors create works of art. Enjoy live music, fireworks, and family fun. Admission is free. Join us at Sandcastle Days at Clayton's Beach Bar and Grill. Don't miss South Padre Island's.
So it's that's what we do. We do some TV advertising and that, and then we also put the video on Facebook and some other online stuff. Have y'all ever been to Sandcastle Day? Yeah?
Yes.
Yeah.
It's good for the kids. I mean, a lot of people from the Valley come, and then people that are on vacation, like Barry takes this information at Holiday Inn Express, and they put on their website to draw customers that time of the year. So we get a lot of repeat people, too.
I don't want to speak for everybody, but I know that the event is amazing, and I don't think anybody necessarily wants to see it go away, Clayton. You know, you mentioned like free hotel rooms and, you know, $99 hotel rooms. None of that is a really good return on investment, right? It looks like now that we're spending $40,000 and $6,000 on sand, we are paying for the hotel rooms. So it's there's not really an ROI on that, right? We're just
Barry used to do that any longer. That
right.
was a
and
big
no
ask
real,
for
no
him.
Event so should really be
he
given,
did it for the first 5 years. So.
No, the ROI he meant is ROI over the event overall, like the return that we get for our money. And yes, if I remember correctly, that is why we upped from 40 to 46 last year, because they stopped sponsoring the room events, and I think we agreed undo the do. Well, Mr. Blake's not here. What is staff recommendation on this, Ms. Laurie?
I'm not done.
I know. I just want to hear what they...
$46,000 for the request that they're asking for. $40,000 for their operations, along with the $6,000 for the sand.
Okay, but what did we do last year? Same as that?
Mm-hmm.
So maybe... Well, I mean, I know she... do you still have questions, right?
I do.
Go ahead.
So, you know, again, I don't think that, you know, the event's great. It's not going away. You know, what I was getting at is, you know, now in the P&L that you provided, thank you for providing that, it states that there's $10,000 that we are funding, basically we're paying for in the $40,000, you know, which I understand your point, before you weren't paying for those. I don't know very many events that actually have free room nights. They have to pay for those room nights, you know, via their production and staff themselves. So that was very kind of him, but... Anyway, you know, we're in 36 years of Sandcastle Days. We have like zero corporate sponsors. There's only $8,000 and it's all local sponsorships. I looked at the sponsorship application. There's three tiers, 250, 500, and 1,000. I'm really glad that 8,000 was raised locally. It seems like there's a lot of participation. I think the committee would just like to see more involvement, right, in way of finding corporate sponsorships so that, you know, after 36 years, the money can be funded from somewhere else. Obviously, you know, you're benefiting from it, and I do understand that you have given a lot to the event as well. You know, I didn't know that you put in the underwater lines. That's really cool and super necessary for an event like this, in addition to storage and in addition to a lot of the complimentary things that you do. So, I mean, the city needs the event. It's a wonderful time of year for the event. I don't believe that 651 room nights was actually generated via people that came to the island to visit specifically for Sandcastle Days. It's a lot more likely that they were on the island, they knew of Sandcastle Days, and the survey asked them where they stayed and how many room nights, and then we scooped those room nights up into this event. But, you know, neither here nor there. It's almost that this event's falling into, again, that entertainment structure that we don't yet have in our guidelines, where we're paying not for a return on our investment here, but we're paying more for entertainment in this particular time of year, and the fact that we like this event as branding. So I think that those are just things that we're just considering. It's not like we're not funding this event, so...
I have a question, Laurie, on this one, because this has been, and I know we need to hurry it up, but quick question. during the winter, during the summer, it's very cut and dry. We can figure out room nights real quick for the events, et cetera, et cetera. During the winter, it's not as easy because we do have winter visitors that stay here for prolonged periods of time and everything.
Right.
But it is my sentiment that if we do not provide enough activities for them and everything, well, they don't come or we'll get less and less. They, unfortunately, do they don't generate HOT, right, if they stay longer than a month?
If they stay consecutively longer than 30 days, so on the 31st day, we don't collect HOT anymore, correct?
That's always been my issue with the winter. It's not easy to quantify room nights like it is during the summer. But, I mean, we do need to provide entertainment for people, just like other events that fit our brand, like Kite and this and that. I mean, maybe, I don't know if we get the return of investment or we don't get the return of investment, but in all reality, we do lack a lot of activities for people that stay
throughout. That's a shoulder month, too. October is a shoulder month.
Yeah, and that's the biggest takeaway from this is the events on the shoulder, you know, I'm sorry, the off-season from, you know, fall to winter. And just don't just think about it as a return on investment on hot tax. You have economically, you know, so they go to the restaurants, they go to they stay at the hotels, they visit the souvenir shops, they go across the bridge to Port Isabel. All of those are points of interest for our events.
Yeah, I just with winter, I just find it very hard to quantify impact on events like this when we have winter Texans or events that include winter Texans because they do come.
Correct.
And they might stay one night or they might not, but then that might be the deciding factor between staying on the island or staying in other parts of the valley.
Yeah, and also remember, too, the winter Texans that are on the island, their families come to visit. You know, we have that data to prove that. They'll come for 5 days, 7 days to visit the grandparents. So that's also...
I think we get a lot of publicity from this event, the Absolutely. Island in general. I mean,
I think it's probably one of the main events of the island that really makes our island what it's known for.
People come back
Everyone
just
knows about
to
Sandcastle
see
Days.
The ones in front of Louis because of Sandcastle Days.
Right.
So, I mean, I think it's necessary.
Yeah.
Well, speaking of marketing, I did check out the website. I think that it would be nice if there was somewhere on the website that it actually says that it's presented by SPI. I feel like a lot of the advertising for Sandcastle Days is misconstrued that it is your event and that you produce the event, even though you're the host and you do provide a lot. The money is funded through the CVB, so I think that that should really be... like the presentation in the marketing.
Well, I mean, no, it is his event. We just have to be named as a sponsor for the event. We do not fund the whole event. It is just a part of it. But yes, I mean, if they have to put in the SPI logo and everything.
We were on the commercial.
It's in there.
That's,
yeah.
That's what we request from people. I mean, it is technically, well, no, not
okay,
technically.
Okay, so is it presented by CVB or is it presented by Clayton?
It is sponsored by CVB part, but it is presented by Mr. Clayton. It's his event. Just like Jailbreak is somebody else's event, et cetera, et cetera. It's not a VSPI or whatever event. We're just a sponsor. Just like with other events, let's say they have a different level
sponsored
of sponsorship.
Sponsored by, and then the SPI logo at the bottom or something like
Correct.
That.
Correct. That's all we request. It's not sponsored by these. It's sponsored by these cities.
46,000 of 63,000.
But it's still not our event.
We're a big sponsor.
On the budget.
That's, you know, that's a lot.
Well, these
for not being the presenting sponsor.
I mean, he's at a loss for what I'm looking at the P&L anyway.
I don't want this event anyways because we're not going to make any money off of it. So let him.
We need the event. It's a signature event. We've done it for TIFT. I mean, this is, can you imagine?
I've been on this line for 35 years, and I think it has been 33 years anyway that this has been going.
36 years, yeah.
36? Yeah, it's been going for a long time. I don't want to see it go anywhere.
No, he practically rescued the event. I think we got to focus a little bit about
It's very simple. We sponsor a part of it. Yes, there's a loss. Mr. Clayton can either make up for that loss with sales in his business or not. So that's a risk that he takes, not us. And the city did not want to do it. It does match our brand. I mean, I get your concerns, Aaron, but I mean, this is like one of those either yay or nay.
No, I think everybody's a yay on it. You know, there was just little, you know, some points that we want to make, just like we do every other producer that comes up here. They are all held to this, or they should be held to the same accountability until we have guidelines that say otherwise.
I would suggest what you were saying, that's on the right track. Online, a little bit more online presence, social media marketing, that definitely has proved way better for all the other promoters, like grow in that sense, cut the traditional ways of advertising, and that's it. And that's just a suggestion. I mean, it's nothing. We're on a time constraint.
Yeah.
I would say probably we have 46,000. They have 16,000 in marketing. I'll probably go along the lines of it. But I don't know. Do I have a motion in any sense?
I have a motion to approve the 46,000 for marketing and other expenses.
I second.
Okay, hold on. What? Let's just word it correctly. Do you want to do the 16,000 marketing and 30? How do you want to do it, or just... What's the correct wording on this one? I'm sorry. Can we do 30,000 for operations, 16 for marketing?
Sure, you can break it down that way.
The budget they have, 16 for marketing.
I make a motion for 16,000 in marketing and 30,000 for operations.
Do I have a second?
I second.
Do I have any discussion on this?
Where's the sand coming from this time?
Sand pit north of South Padre Island.
But we paid 6,000 for it last year, right? Mm-hmm. So we're doing the same thing.
What happened was you just shifted the bill from the CBB to us and raised our deal so that we had to take care of it instead of them. It's the same thing, though. Y'all used to provide the sand.
And they had to use a specific kind of sand.
You used to provide lighting. When the city actually did the event, they provided lighting, they provided police, they provided all this stuff. Well, all that's been cut out, so we're taking in all the security and all that. I've been paying for that. And so we try to cut the fat out of it. So from a $160,000 budget that Mary Kay sat up here and asked the city council for, 15 years ago, it's cut down to 46K, even though there's been inflation. So, I mean, we're doing this event. This event can't be done in McAllen or San Antonio or Austin.
I agree.
This is a sand event. This is a beach sculpture event. And South Padre Island should house this event.
Correct. It goes with our brand. Yeah. Okay, well, I have a motion on the table. I'm going to submit it to a vote. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All against? Motion carries.
Thank you,
Mr.
Clayton.
Thank you,
Clayton. We're going to move on to agenda item 5.5, discussion and possible action to approve funding request for SPI Island Games 2025. Mr. Rios, Ms. Moore.
Yes, we have the 2025 Spyland Games happening October 3rd through the 4th at the SPI Convention Center. This is the first year they are asking for funding. They are requesting $6,000 in marketing. And we do have Rocky Lozano to answer any questions.
Good afternoon, y'all. My name is Rocky Lozano. I'm the event director of Spyland Games, and it's actually our second year. But we got it a few years back. So we are requesting some help this year around. We're cutting out some of our other sponsors that we're trying to promote a lot healthier event. With that said, though, before I start, in case anyone needs a little bit of an intro of what Spyland Games is about. I have a video that has a highlight, which we incorporated a bunch of businesses from around the island to make last year happen.
Go ahead.
VIP, ey, saluden a Titi, vamos a tirarnos un selfie, seis chis, ey, que sonrían las que ya les metían. Un VIP, ey, saluden a Titi, vamos a tirarnos un selfie, seis chis, que sonrían las que ya se olvidaron de mí. Thank you.
cool video.
Thank you.
How many years?
This is our fifth year, actually, that's happening.
Fifth year doing the event. And what was your registration for last year?
Last year was a little bit under 500 athletes registered. That was just from the CrossFit side. This year, we're every year we try to make it a weekend of fitness. So this year alone, we aside from CrossFit, which is a global sport celebrated all over, we're introducing something that's going to be open to the community where people don't want to weight lift or do gymnastics necessarily. So we're going to be doing a glow run, a 5K run, that will be a lot easier accessible to the public. Along with the glow run, we're introducing a whole new event to a whole new community where people who used to do CrossFit or people who don't want to lift heavy weights and do gymnastics, but they're more of the runner side of it, but they want to do something a little heavier, which is Hyrox. And that's a whole other animal that we're marketing to now, which is why we're asking for the funds to cater to that, because that's something fairly new. And there's a new audience to it that we're trying to reach out. So with that alone, I mean, I personally am participating in one in Dallas, and 10,000 registrants signed up in an hour. So I'm trying to bring something like that down to not only the 956 RGV, but to the island, and just grow our weekend of fitness in general to different avenues. I didn't get a chance to put it on there also, but we're going to have yoga with Dana, who she has her own spot here at the island as well. And we're going to be providing free yoga to the public as well throughout the weekend. So other than that, any questions, you all, please feel free to ask.
What's Hyrox?
Hyrox, yeah. Hyrox is CrossFit without weightlifting or gymnastics. So Hyrox is... We're going to be hosting the full Hyrox simulation, which includes 8 events of different feats of strength, generic strength, like carrying heavy kettlebells or heavy weights for 600 meters, doing burpee broad jumps, which is chest touches the floor and you're jumping from there. In between each of those 8 stations, you're going to be running 800 meters. So you're essentially running 5 miles with different stations in between each.
Is it catered more towards women? Just from the video. I was just curious.
I'm just
curious.
You know, I don't know. I think the mindset is a little bit easier for women to adapt because they're mentally tougher. I mean, women give birth to children, so I think they can withstand the 5 miles of pain in between the stuff, whereas CrossFit is short, intense bursts of weightlifting and trying to do things as fast as possible, where Hyrox is more an endurance sport. So maybe it's catered towards women because of that, or maybe that's why it's more prominent, because training for it, I mean, I've entered the pain cave and I'm like, why am I doing this? but no, I think it's just fairly open to, are any runners here? Anyone run a lot, 5Ks?
Every now and again.
Every now and then, yeah. So typically, when I've done 5Ks, there's a lot of women too involved, and I think that's just the next step of, like, they want to do something a little more to push the boundaries. And I think that's why it's been accepted broadly worldwide, is it's not as dangerous as tearing your shoulder out in the weightlifting or gymnastics piece, but it's still a controlled chaos of where you're pushing the stimulus of what you can do. Yeah, it's a definite a solid accomplishment, because you're like, we just did the tour there at the convention center, because we do house our event at the convention center. And then we try to incorporate a business throughout the island. Last year was Clayton's. A couple years before that, for several, was Paddleboard Place, where,
it was my place.
it was her place. So, yep. So no matter what, I mean, we use the print shop here. We shop our hardware here for the day of event. And, you know, we just try to incorporate as much as we can of the island, since they're hosting our event, so.
Who are your sponsors? I mean, you have quite an expense list for this event, and you're at
I've been pretty blessed.
A $91,000 budget asking us for $6,000 for marketing, so.
Yeah, I've been pretty blessed. My apparel brand pretty much funds it all. I mean, we've been, up until last year, we're pretty worldwide, and then I bought a gym, and you know, gym life ownership took over. But a lot of the equipment, a lot of the stuff that I've accrued over the years, I mean, we just keep using. There's no real waste of money in that aspect. If I do ask for something, I'll ask a sponsor to cover it. In this case, it's more about the marketing aspect for that we're going to really push the Hyrox. It's such a growing sport. And as fast as it sells out, I'm trying to reach where Spiling Games lands. It's a month out of the Dallas one. So it's a great way to say, hey, you all have a month to prepare for this. This would be a full simulation happening here at the island. It's a destination event. I mean, from the CrossFit side, we're already known as a destination CrossFit event. People from Chicago have already signed up, Florida. Like, people have planned their year for the CrossFit side. I can just imagine.
That way your print is so much?
The print actually happens because we print all the scorecards, registration, posters.
Oh, I see. There's other things operational that come from.
Yeah, from here locally at Toucan Graphics. So, and then the McCoys. I just bundled it all in for the sake of simplicity so there wouldn't be so many, like, line items that we have to go through.
I like that it's so many days. And I also like that it's all about fitness and our younger generation, the people that you're like the 19 to 55 year olds,
yeah.
They're getting a whole lot more people that are into it nowadays than there used to be. I think it's a great event. I'm thinking that if we could get a little more stuff with the room amounts, you know.
Room amounts.
Yeah. But I think that $6,000 is not too big of an ask for helping to promote this event. It's a great event.
I do have a question. What is staff recommendation of this, Lori?
Staff recommends $2,500 in marking.
$2,500 in marking.
They spent $5,000 on their sound and videographer. To get to those, I mean, I just really appreciate when people do really well done production and marketing, and we're spending money that's promoting those types of images that are representing the island and what we're doing here. Really makes a big difference. I agree with you, Meg.
I mean, they did go up from 2023 to 2024. Are these numbers confirmed?
They are.
Like, yeah, I mean, they went from 257 to 459.
Yeah,
that show that
it's growing. So, I mean, I really don't think that $6,000 is too big of an ask.
Not only that, I mean, personally,
especially if you're going to push hard in the social media.
Yeah, for the outer markets, but also out of our own pocket. Well, my own pocket. I mean, I rent out. I don't know how many townhouses and condos and Airbnbs for all the people that I bring in, judges and volunteers and staff, and then we also house. We also hire the local PD as well. I mean, I'm not asking the money for that, but I'm just saying.
And I see you're paying $8,000 to the convention center.
Yeah.
And I'm assuming you're planning to have this for many, many years to come, right?
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's not a sandcastle days, but I can't believe 5 years already passed and we're, you know, it's growing pretty good.
It's a good audience. So. People care about these things. So.
But I do think one of my original visions was to incorporate the island somehow. And the media that you speak of, I mean, yeah, these guys I've curated, we've grown. They've shot global events with CrossFit and other sporting events, football, professional football and stuff. And they cost $8, but they make my life easier on the back end because I'm the one that's promoting and posting, and I'm the media, social media manager, and I'm the face. The only reason we're asking for the marketing is since I've taken over the gym, I'm not going to these events to promote like I used to in the past. So I'm going to use a lot of that money for advertising and gaining that visual feedback of, you know, Austin, Dallas, surrounding areas outside Oklahoma, Louisiana. So
I would make a motion to approve.
Thank you.
$6,000 for marketing.
No, second.
Second. Okay. Do we have any further discussion?
Mm-hmm.
No. Submitted to vote. All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Aye. Motion carries.
Thank you all very much.
Moving on to 5.6, discussion and possible action to approve funding for South Padre Pride Weekend. Mr. Rios, Ms. Moore.
Yes, we have South Padre Pride happening October 9th through the 13th, 2025. The location will be the Upper Deck Hotel and Bar. They are requesting $10,000 in marketing, and we have Duvi here and Jeannie Stapleton online to present. Any questions?
Hi, everyone. Can you hear me?
We can hear you. We just can't see you.
Can't see me. Oh, well, that's probably okay because I've been in the Hill Country distributing our supplies that we collected at the Upper Deck, and so I'm pretty filthy dirty right now, but I will turn my camera back on.
There you are. You look fine.
Hi.
Hi, I'm Duvi Woods.
Hi, Duvi.
Hi.
So do we need to, where shall we start? This is our second year requesting funding. Last year was what I would consider a big success for our statistics. We actually asked the Robert Backer School of Business to assist us with compiling data. We supplied them with numbers of guest tickets, ticket sales, attendee counts at the various different events. And we got a conclusion back from them that we had totaled approximately 292.6 room nights in total. We had approximately, I'm pulling up the information. You have to excuse me, I'm sitting in my car. And while I do that, I will say that our efforts to distribute supplies to the flood victims here in Central Texas were very well received, and South Padre Island made a really good showing. We had approximately, I want to say it was 9,800 visits to various local establishments. That wasn't something that was in the report that we submitted to you because y'all were specifically looking for room nights, but we have increased our request to $10,000 this year. One of the reasons is because we are going to include in our events a troupe from Mexico that's going to come and perform. They're all Mexican performers. Some are out of Mexico City and some are out of Monterrey, Mexico. We want to bridge our and expand our advertising to do a better job of advertising in Mexico. We also wanted to, mostly ended up having to focus on Texas when we did our advertising, and we want to expand that to more of at least the nearer states. We did have visitors from as far away as Salt Lake City, Utah. And is there anything that you guys would like to ask? Hello?
Hello.
Okay, so from what I'm seeing, it is a 5-day event, correct?
I'm sorry, I couldn't hear that.
A 5-day event.
I said from what I'm seeing, it's a 5-day event.
It's a series of events, and we do multiple events over different days, and we do them in different locations. We're still in the process of assigning different events to different venues, but it's open to the public. But is it, are we asking the city to be, for it to be a city event? No, it is a private event, if that's the question.
No, it was, Jenny, he asked if it was a 5-day event. We are 5 days, right?
Oh, 5-day.
Yes.
I heard private, sorry. Yes, it is a 5-day event. We're trying, we are initiating check-in on Thursday evening. We had a lot of people show up trying to check in last year on Thursday, and so we've created an event that's going to encourage people to venture out. Being that it is a 4-day weekend, that weekend, we figured that it would be, we'd be best suited to those people who want to leave after work on a Thursday, take Friday off, and take, you know, they'll have Monday off, so there'll be plenty of travel time, and they'll get to spend extra time on the island.
Gotcha. Lori, a couple of questions for you. So this is the only one that we have for this year, right? Because the other one went away. The
Splash did not come back this year. And yes,
that is correct.
I'm sorry?
That is correct. Splash was canceled this year. That's
so this would be the only one on the island for this year.
Pride, and there, we are the only Pride event to our knowledge.
5,000 recommendation from staff.
Okay, staff recommendation, 5,000 in marketing. What are we planning on doing differently besides the troop? Because that's operations, Ginny. Are we doing more marketing anywhere in Mexico, up north, something? Yeah.
We really want to promote this further and wider than we did, than we were able to last year. We need to do some broader marketing in Mexico as well. We've actually had, like I said, we formed a relationship with a Mexican organization that does similar things to this organization. And they have agreed to help us in getting our advertising out farther and wider in the Mexican area.
Got it. Anybody have any other questions? We still have one more to go. So.
Are you going to do any incentives to try to keep these people here for all five of these? Because some of these events are the same Friday night, Saturday night, pool party, drag show. Is there an incentive to keep them from Thursday to Monday aside from that?
That is the objective, is to create more events as we go along. Look, my background, I don't know how many of you know this, but before I bought the Upper Deck Hotel and Bar, I used to be an event specialist, and I actually did events back in the day on South Padre Island. I worked for Miss Texas USA, Miss USA, and Miss Universe. I owned the Miss Rio Grande Valley pageant back in the day. And one of the things I've learned over the course of my career in benefit events and social events is that when you have a five-day event like this, you want there to be multiple types of events at the same time, so that somebody who may or may not be interested in taking a boat cruise for sunset because they may or may not like the water has something else to do to keep them engaged. And so that's what we're trying to do. Our schedule that we put forth for the packet was only the things we absolutely knew would happen, but we have been working with a couple of different entities, including Barbie out of Brownsville, to try and create some other events that will happen at the same time as some of the events we have on our schedule, so that we don't lose any participants over that course of time.
Okay. Does anybody have a motion or something?
Well, we did 6,000 for 459 room nights in the same meeting. This is 292 room nights. It is a niche event. It is the only one now, so there's something to consider. We're not spending money on Splash anymore.
Splash was an event. I mean, Splash, to my knowledge and my recollection, Splash is an event that took place in April. We have had Pride before, but it was called SPI Pride. And also, as with my background in marketing, I realized that it would behoove us to change the name to South Padre Pride, because SPI Pride doesn't actually give recognition to the city as much as calling it by its full name.
It's better SEO too.
So,
I'll make a motion for the 5,000 for staff recommendation for marketing.
Do I have a second? I don't have a second. Motion dies. How about we do a motion right in the middle? 7,500 for marketing. Does that seem more fair, or do we want to go full? Or what are we thinking, people? Make a motion for 7,500 marketing.
I second.
I have a second. So now we're in discussion. Talk. Let's go.
I'm good with that. I think
you're good with that.
I think that's a good meet in the middle.
Meet in the middle. Let's see. It's a growing here. Thought process, real quick.
It is growing, and
we need to grow the event.
We're happy to meet in the middle with you, and that would be, you know, anything is beneficial. We just realized that 5,000 really stops us short, and we did. I think it was you, Christian, that said you didn't think we'd get to our 200 nights, but we did.
I never said that. I always have faith in everybody until they prove me wrong. Anyway,
hey,
no.
I want you to dare us again.
Hey, here's my thought process. It's a growing event. We only have one of these events now. We don't have two.
So we're saving that money. I do want to see results for next meeting, for next year, see how those $2,500 impacted, if it did grow, if it didn't grow. Obviously, hold everybody accountable for extra monies. Should bring in more heads and beds. And that's it. It's a five-day event. I mean, it must provide room nights. It should, and it probably will. But I have 7,000, so I'll submit it to a vote. 7,500 for marketing. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All against? Motion carries. We're going to move on real quick to...
Thank you, Dewey.
Thank you.
Nice talking to you.
It's all right. If it's all right with y'all, I'm going to go take a shower now.
Okay, thanks. Take a shower, Jenny.
Bye.
Y'all get, we just got like 7 events. Discussion and possible action to approve the funding request for Dia de los Muertos 5K and Festival. Mr. Rios.
Yes, we have the Dia de los Muertos 5K and Festival happening October 25th at the SPI Convention Center. This is the first year, and they are requesting $25,000. We do have Tim and Marisa online to answer any questions.
How many people are you anticipating?
Can you hear us? Can you hear us? Hello?
Yes, I'm not able to make out the question.
How many people do you expect in attendance?
Well, I'm shooting for 1,000 to 1,500 runners this first year. That would put us somewhere in the neighborhood of 3,000 to 4,000 for the overall event. The idea was we were going to do something in the fall. We were going to do it more upper mid-valley. It's much easier to get people vast numbers as far as signing up for a race when you're in the middle of a, you know, the population, and then the city of South Padre had reached out, and, you know, the idea of creating this as a festival, making it more of a destination event is whenever we started tinkering with the format and what we were going to do. So, you know, it's hard to get people for a 5K to travel 60 to 90 minutes on a Saturday evening. So for us, we have to make sure that this is beyond just a run, that it has to be a full festival involved with it. The idea that we'll start a festival at about 5 o'clock, the race will kick off at 6:30. That way they're running during sundown, during sunset, and then finish off with either, you know, live music and a full festival area where we'll have food trucks and try to keep them there for a few hours so that we can put them in hotels overnight.
So far, this is just a one-day event, right?
Yes, this will be a one-day event. You know, we're seeing is what they're doing in other markets. We've kind of delved deep into this theme. And, you know, in San Antonio, they take the Riverwalk and they do a Day of the Dead riverboat cruise. Or not cruise. They do basically a parade, kind of like what you guys do for Christmas. You know, so we would love the idea of how can we extend out and create other around it. I think the island lends itself to that. And to be honest with you, it has to be more than just a run. Otherwise, I'm going to get small numbers. Small numbers for us is 1,000 to 1,500 runners. That doesn't make a whole lot of sense for me from a financial perspective. So it's for us, we need to grow this to where we get closer to jailbreak style numbers for runners, you know, 2,500 to 3,000 annually would be what we'd look to do over the next couple of years. But in order to do that, it has to be a full weekend or full evening festival to begin with, and then how can we branch off of that?
Okay, I have a question just so we can shape this quicker. What is staff recommendation on this?
I'm sorry, what was the question?
No, that's for staff.
Sorry, I'm looking for my notes. Staff recommends between 10,000 and 15,000. Blake was open since it's the first time event, and we did approach Tim and his team to bring us an event in the fall. His staff recommendation is between 10,000 and 15,000 for marketing.
Okay, I'll just say it as it is. I do not see a new event for 25,000. I mean, I can't just put myself behind that. I know it's going to be a lot of money to get this event started, and I know their track record with Jailbreak has been good. I hate the fact that it's only a one-day event because that's rarely produces hotel occupancy tax, to be honest. I mean, in my experience, if we only have one-day events, normally people will come from Brownsville and go back, or it doesn't really produce HOT, which is what we're trying to do for the people that generate this tax. I do like the concept.
I think it's a good concept. New event, I would probably be right around.
Is there any discussion, Lori, about there being any seed money for this, considering you all asked them to bring the event, or was that supposed to be?
No, we did. Because, again, like Christian said, Run the Jailbreak, it's a well-established event. And Tim started with this. I remember when I first started with the city, he brought that event to us. And it's grown, you know, and he does very well. And now we're at 2 or 3 days for his event. And that's the goal for this event. So, yes, we did approach him and his team because we want to do something just as large in the fall so that we can grow it eventually to 3 days. But the starting point is a one-day for him.
I have a question. When Jailbreak started, was it a one-day event?
She didn't answer my question.
It was a one-day
event. Yeah, it used to be. Okay. Well, that's what Tim was explaining, that right now financially it doesn't make sense to make it a multi-day event because it's barely starting.
But that wasn't my question. I asked Lori if there is any seed money allocated or was there any discussion for this new event?
No, we didn't put a dollar amount on it.
So it's just $25,000 in marketing with the staff recommendation of $10,000 to $15,000.
There is no such thing as seed money, well, at least not with our committee, but yes, I mean, if you want to consider it seed money, it's pretty much putting money on a new event, so we can consider it like that. I do like the idea. I do like the timeline because we never have anything going on during this day. I know we're on a time constraint, so I'm just going to throw it out there. I'm going to make a motion to approve $10,000 as seed money, well, whatever we want to call it, marketing on a new event. And see where this goes. I do know our promoter is successful with his events, his running events, so I would like to see where this goes, but I honestly cannot do more than 10,000. That's my personal opinion, and that's my motion. Do I have a second? Nope. Fine. Nope.
I make a motion to...
Motion dies. Go on.
I make a motion to for 5,000 for marketing for this event.
I have a motion to 5,000. Do I have a second?
I second.
I have a second. So now we go into discussion. 5,000 bucks. Thoughts and feelings, everybody, but quickly.
I don't think that's even fair.
I don't think that's like
nothing.
I think it's too little. I mean, and I
it's
and
a,
I get
it's
it.
A one day event, and there's a lot of people that have come up here for $5,000 with a one day event. They've grown it from that too.
That is.
It's depending on what you do. And that was all for marketing anyway.
That's correct as well. I mean, you both have valid points.
It's true.
I don't think 5,000 is even worth even.
Hey, I'm having a hard time following, but I just want to be clear. I'm not bringing the event down there for 5,000 and probably not even 10,000. Part of us bringing the event down there was to bring people there. But once again, I was not trying to do this on the island. The island reached out to me. I can get a much more successful, for me, from a financial perspective, first-year event if I'm in the population center. If I'm trying to bring them down to an evening run, evening festival, to help promote as many of them staying the night as possible, then I'm not doing that for anything less than 15. It just doesn't make sense for us. I'm not trying for us, it doesn't make sense to be able to come down, and that would be, you know, marketing seed money, however you want to call it. But it wouldn't make sense for us to do anything for less than that.
Tim, let me just ask you this. How much money, we're talking about an event in October, so how much money do you have to start operations? What kind of money do you need for operation, actually, for this 5K?
I've got a website built, and we're ready to launch. The only thing I'm waiting on is whether or not to put South Padre or to put a different address in there. Everything's ready to go. This event's going to happen. This is whether or not it's happening there. My staff has been working on this. Because of Jailbreak and because of other things we do, I've got the seed money to get it started. But if I'm moving from what I know without a doubt will be a successful financial event for me to a place where it is harder to get people, the reason you guys are having this meeting is because it's hard to get people to come to the island in September, October, November. It's very hard. So if I'm going to have to work harder, I need to hedge some of my bets and some of the money I would be spending, whether it was on marketing operations or whatever. I need at least $15,000. That's what I said when I spoke to the city. They talked about doing a live concert in association with it. That's where the 25 came from, was the additional $10,000. What we will do with 15 is we'll nix the concert. We'll go to a public showing of Coco, and we'll still create a festival atmosphere, and we'll try to create something to build on. But it, once again, it's I can get more people if I'm in the population center. That's why it don't make sense for us to do it unless I have something. Basically, y'all's money helps me hedge my bets. I've got the money to produce the damn event, but I'm in the business of making money, just like your hotels and everybody else are in the business of making money.
Tim, how many people do you think that go to Jailbreak are going to come to this, like percentage-wise?
I think we'll have a lot of crossover. And the reality is there's a lot of people that won't be able to physically do the Jailbreak because they know it's us putting on the event are going to bring their friends and family that maybe, you know, aren't in shape or aren't confident enough to try the Jailbreak. We've got a very extensive database, obviously, throughout the Rio Grande Valley, but also across the state of Texas. It's around 70,000 people who participated in our events. And so, you know, we'll be working with them and, you know, that's our easy marketing, but then, you know, then trying to create corporate partnerships with HEB, LNF, everybody else. I'm just on hold on location. You know what I mean? We've got everything is canned. You can go to the website right now. It's all live with y'all's address on there. But I just haven't launched it yet because we're waiting to just make sure this makes sense for us, and it's got to make sense for you guys too. I mean, I'm not trying to come in and seem ungrateful or anything.
Not Brownsville, not on. Okay, so we have right now we have a motion for 5,000 on the table. I'm going to submit it to a vote. All in favor? Motion does not carry. Obviously, we're back to square one.
Why don't we do like we did with the last one? Let's meet in the middle between the 10 and the 15. Do 12-5, if that's in the middle.
Well, the thing is, we have five.
I just like the idea that if he's going to have people coming from his Jailbreak following already, that's a good start for a first-time event, which I think is something that we should lean into. We don't always have that already background. Of such a good event. It's already going to have a little bit of a following. That's a good starting point, in my opinion, for a first-time event. And then we revisit it next year.
Can I add something?
I'm
not sure.
Is she allowed? Yes, but you have to speak in the podium.
Hi, my name's Abby Mahan, and I actually I'm just kind of jumping in at the end of this meeting and hearing parts of this. What's going through my head when y'all are talking about this event, it sounds like a lot of fun, but I'm also thinking about the other events that are going on around that same time that are already in place to perhaps promote it as a multi-day event, because there's Halloween's event, and I know a couple of years I've seen the Witches on the Water go out, and I just think, you know, it'd be really cool to kind of think about ways to
cross-promote
all of these and cross-promote and make it so there's a lot of different things to do on the different days. So I just wanted to add that while you're considering how.
Do you know when Halloween's is this year by any chance?
It's the Saturday before Halloween.
It's got to be the same day.
Well, we sponsor that event anyway every year. Okay, yeah. Well, not this year, but anyway.
Probably be the 26th. I'm sorry, the 25th.
Yeah, 25th. So it is the same day.
Honestly, I mean, 10,000
October 30th is going to be the Halloween.
Yeah,
on a Thursday?
Interest in doing that.
Right. Anyway, I just wanted to add that while y'all are thinking about how this could be a bigger event.
Thank you.
Yeah, I mean, I wasn't able to hear everything she was saying, but there's other things already going on the island that weekend that makes sense for us to help promote. I need that. That's what I'm saying. It's if I'm doing this on the island, I have to promote this as an event beyond just a run. And so if there's things that are already going on that we can co-brand and promote and help create an audience for them, where that gets them earlier in the day or gives them something else to do while they're there, we're wide open to it.
I think somewhere in between 10 and 15,000 is probably where we're looking at, right? I mean, 25,000, when people are bringing a new event at a new time of year and we're asking for events and event producers to come and he's an accredited event producer, I mean.
The only reason I'm even considering it is because of his track record, but we do have to not lose track of money. I mean, $12,000 is a lot of money.
True.
And $10,000 is a lot of money. And I know events do cost money,
But let's be totally honest, very, very, very limited amount of cities actually have budgets to give out to promoters. So this is something that we have to be very careful how we spend it, how we give it. It's our responsibility. It's not free money. And I know I'm not saying this is not related to this event. It's not free money. It's something that we have to invest for our hotel people that generate this tax. And it costs them, well, a lot of work and a lot of effort to make this money. I like the track record on this one. On this particular promoter, he's done good. On a new event for one day, I cannot commit to anything more than $10,000 on my personal. So I'm not even going to make a motion.
I would say in defense of calling it a one-day event, it's an evening event. They're already going to be here late. The festival goes till 10. So, I mean, that's the idea is that it leads them into going ahead and getting a room for the evening. So a two-day event, I don't know, you know, what would make sense. And then we'd be talking about something much, you know, a whole different animal. But I would say that the reason it would potentially make sense is the idea that it is in the evening, a 6:30 start. Most of the runners would be getting finished between 7:10 and 7:30. And then keeping them there with a festival till 9 or 10 o'clock at night is how we're going to try to do our part to direct them towards the end of the night and making it at least a one-night weekend. Now, whether or not that fits in y'all's confines, that's...
No, I think, I mean, I understand where you're going, but unfortunately, what experience has taught us is that most of the time, even if it does end anywhere between 8 or 9, they still drive back. Yeah. People still drive back unless there's something part of the event. But I mean, I get it. I mean, and it has to start somewhere.
But, like, you know, I said, giving them the marketing money allows the other monies to be operational so that they can discuss whether or not there's a, you know, a venue that has music or whatever, maybe the day two. We want new events. We can't push away promoters, you know, because of the money. We have the money. We want new events. This seems like...
Then by all means, let's make a motion. Okay. Somebody.
A motion for $15,000.
Okay, I was waiting for 12.5. Do I have a second?
I second.
For $15,000 in marketing purposes?
Yeah. For marketing purposes, yes.
Okay, I don't think we need discussion. All in favor?
Aye.
All against? Aye. Motion carries.
Thank you.
We don't need to get along. I was waiting for 12.5. Anyway, we're moving to discussion 5.8, discussion regarding next meeting for Tuesday, August 19th.
Next meeting date, Tuesday, August 19th, 2025 at 2 p.m.
Sold. Meeting adjourned. Bye.